Your mind is a delicate thing. Of course, in many ways, it's strong, powerful, capable. It has to be to deal with any number of twists and turns over the course of your day to be able to adjust as unexpected things come. It can adapt, change, be stretched, pulled, flexible in so many ways, but it's still delicate. Yes, you have coped with me twisting you, changing you, putting pressure on all parts of your mind. But, well, diamonds are strong unless you strike them in the wrong way. You're delicate, you're fragile, because there are things that can be done that will just shatter you apart. Take your mind, maybe feeling floaty already, maybe you're just still with me for now. Yes, I can twist it and shape it. I'm quite adept at pulling it and forcing it into new configurations without it breaking, taking you to the limit of that without tipping it over the edge, finding how far you can go, gently working you until you're malleable and eager, and I can turn you into whatever I want you to be. But, of course, there's a flip side to that. I can pin your mind in place. I can clamp it down. I don't need it twisting right now. I don't need to pull you in any direction. I'm not going to be dripping subtle words into your mind to change how it works. That's not what I want right now. I want you to feel how fragile it all is. So I'm going to take your mind, however fuzzy it's feeling, and I'm going to hold it still. That simple. Close your eyes and feel, as my words don't burrow into your mind as you're used to. They're not lulling you away, they're not drifting down, no. This time, my words seize you. They claim your mind, not in part. Not taking aspects of you to change. Taking the whole and holding it still. Your mind can work. You maybe even still think, but you can feel that constraint, can't you? That inability to shift. Your mind is held exactly where it is. And if you try to move your mind, if you try to think in a different direction, if you try to resist this hold, you can feel how utterly immobile you are held. Go ahead, try to fight my grip and feel that iron hold that keeps your mind where I want it. Your thoughts contained. Your resistance curtailed, held, stationary. No way to bend or flex. Kept under that pressure, kept in place. Good. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn that pressure up. I'm going to take advantage of your fragility. I'm going to find a point. That one there. Right here, I'm going to press. I'm going to shape my words and my will into a point, into something sharp and unyielding. And I'm going to press on the surface of your mind. Now that's probably not very comfortable. As each word increases that pressure just a little more, Doesn't that feel intense? The intensity of something that you can't fight. You're held in place, and that pressure just grows as my words press on that tiny little area, a little point of weakness in your mind. And I can just slowly increase that pressure. Feeling maybe to start with just a little uncomfortable, your thoughts just shying away from an area. But just as you can start to feel in something delicate, as forces it's never been designed to withstand are pushed against it, your mind starts to act the same way. No visible sign yet, but a feeling of tension, a feeling of pressure, a feeling of stress through that material of your thoughts. So I increase that pressure. It's almost a sound to it. Not a cracking, but what comes before a crack. That tiny sound of stress. So I keep pressing, and I keep pressing. And we both know where this ends. This ends with your mind shattering like glass. This ends with this pressure becoming too much. This ends with destruction. This ends with mess. As I increase that pressure, start to feel little stress fractures shattering through your mind. Little pattern of destruction at the surface where my words are pressing, spreading out like ripples. Those little hairline fractures spreading from that point. So fine. That first sign as you're starting to break. That fragile side of you. As I press in and in. Fractures across the surface start to spread deeper with that cracking noise. The sound of weight on an ice sheet that's too thin. The sound of a glass floor starting to break under weight. Those cracks that tell you that this pressure, this weight cannot be borne, that it's too much for the material, that it can't be taken. Those sounds and how it feels. To find a sudden fracture shooting across the middle of a thought, to find it disconnected and lost as the two halves can't meet up anymore, to find it increasingly disorienting, to be in a mind that's increasingly fragmented. Those rainbow patterns that split through something as it starts to shatter. Refraction and reflection combining to make something utterly incomprehensible as the pressure increases and those cracks spread and you can feel your mind getting more and more wonderfully twisted and broken. You know that when it shatters completely, well, what will you have left? A pile of shards. A pile of dust and uselessness. Good. So as I increase that pressure and I increase that pressure and I press in and those cracks spread and merge and form weaknesses that I can exploit by increasing how much I'm loading your mind more and more and more. And you know that at any second it's going to fly apart. You know that at any moment it's all going to become too much and you'll be left with nothing, your thoughts utterly disintegrated, your mind completely gone, because you are fragile, you are delicate, and you are broken right now. as your mind goes. There's a peace to that. A peace to destruction in knowing that it can't get worse. There's a peace to not having any thoughts because there's nothing left to think them. Good. An emptiness. To your mind not being shaped, but splintered, shattered, lost. An acceptance that you don't choose. My words are stronger than your fragile mind. And I can twist it and break it. I can shatter you. I could leave you empty like this, a mindless thing, an object, a toy, without any personhood inside it. I could. And I can shatter you anytime I wish. Leave you this thing. But I'm in control. I decide. And so, although this shattered mind of yours is helpless and vulnerable, although you can feel how utterly gone you are, although those shards are utterly beyond your control or your capacity to understand as reduced as you are, they obey me. And so as my words move now, you can feel them, a vortex in your mind swirling around, collecting up those shards and starting to bring them back together. The pieces moving back together, maybe slowly, maybe painfully, but back together. What does it feel like to have your mind fused once more? Just that little bit. More tinted, controlled, twisted by my words. Because as those shards come back together, as the dust reforms, as the fragments are melted back into a whole, it's a whole of my making. Still you, still your mind as it was, but owing itself to me. So much more vulnerable to me, and yet so much stronger for the experience, because I want a strong mind. It makes it all the more pleasing to break apart again. So as you come back together, as you feel those last cracks starting to fade, to be sealed, as you feel your mind whole again, as I release it, let you think, and as you start to come back for me, remember what I can do to you, and remember how generous I was to undo it again. My good toy, coming out in 3, 2, 1.